Jack and Annie followed Basho onto the ferry. The three of them sat together on a wooden bench. The other passengers stared at them. Many had ashes on their clothes and soot on their faces. Jack was relieved to see that no samurai were on board.
"Greetings, Master Basho," the pilot said.
The other passengers nodded respectfully to Basho. They smiled as if the presence of the great poet gave them hope.
"The rains were a miracle, were they not, Master Basho?" an old woman said.
"Indeed they were," said Basho.
"I guess the cloud dragon showed up just in time," said Annie.
"Annie?" whispered Jack.
Basho smiled at her.
"I am afraid no one believes in the cloud dragon anymore, Annie," he said.
"But it is lovely to pretend, is it not?"
"Yes, it is lovely," said Annie.
The rain stopped as the ferry boat traveled on up the river. Mist rose from the water, and birds began to sing. When they passed the tea houses, Jack and Annie saw firefighters cleaning up after the fire, sweeping up broken tiles and scrubbing the walkways. Waiters were bringing them tea. The sun was shining by the time they passed the puppet stage and the charred lumber yard. Wisps of smoke still rose from the black piles of burned logs. The ferry boat floated on through the bright morning. It glided under the great bridge and past the crowded fish market. Fishermen were hauling in their catch from the night before. By the time they moved past the samurai castles and came near the moat of the imperial garden, the sun had completely dried out Jack and Annie's kimonos. The boat pulled up to the landing. Basho helped Jack and Annie onto the dock. He waved goodbye to the boat passengers. Jack, Annie, and Basho walked over the stone bridge that crossed the moat. They walked through the massive gate in the high wall. Then they followed the paths of the imperial garden, around the big rocks, and the pond with the swans. Jack kept an eye out for horses and samurai warriors, but the garden was as peaceful as when they had first landed. It was filled with birdsong. The willows swayed, water from the waterfall tumbled into the green pool. Jack caught sight of the sun shining on the treehouse high in the cherry tree. Jack stopped walking.
"We know our way home from here," he said to Basho.
"Are you certain?" asked Basho.
He did not seem to notice the treehouse and the cherry tree.
"We're sure," said Annie. "Once we start on our way, the trip will be easy."
Basho nodded.
"You remind me of the famous saying of the samurai, Musashi," he said. "A journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step."
"I've heard that saying before," said Jack.
"Words can outlive their creators," said Basho, "though I will never be so lucky as to have mine outlive me."
"Don't be too sure of that," said Annie.
Basho gave them a little smile.
"I hope you both will return to Edo someday," he said. "Look for me when you come back. I should have a lovely new castle on the river by then."
"Thanks," said Jack.
"Goodbye," said Annie.
They both bowed to Basho. Basho bowed to them, then the great poet turned and left them. Falling cherry blossoms floated on the wind as he walked away. Jack and Annie watched Basho until they could no longer see him. Then they turned to go. Just as they started walking, a man stepped out from the shadows of the garden. The man wore a blue coat, and two swords hung from his belt.
"Excuse me," said the samurai. "May I see your passports, please?"